It's difficult for me to find the words to express how I feel. Where I've been, where I am, where I'm going to. There was a mind that was broken and a heart that was heartbroken. I just couldn't believe it could happen to me. I felt very paranoid and I did not know who to trust. It was difficult to find a common ground with people. The truth is, you don't understand till you've been there. I decided to listen to the central voice, my voice alone. I made a decision to ignore any other voices, which was mine. I decided to ignore any other voice or voices which were negative and or critical of me, since they did not belong to me regardless of how they tried to cut me down. So I would not believe and rely upon any voice which was not mine, to clear the confusion in my mind and to keep resilient and stronger. It's not easy for me to find the words to communicate how I feel. Where I've been in the past, where I am in the present, and where I'm going to in the future. There was a brain that was broken and a heart that was broken-hearted. I just couldn't believe it could happen to me. I still cannot articulate how I feel and how I felt broken mentally, physically, and verbally. All I had left was the power of the written word and my prayer. Through my prayer to God and the written word, which has proven to be my saviour. As I watch and remember all the tears which have disappeared because I've been broken. In spite of everything, I count myself lucky. Thank God I had the patience, the love and the support of loved ones throughout the period they could not understand fully. Even now, I consider myself to be blessed and fortunate. Thank God I had the tolerance, the staying power, the devotion and encouragement of my cherished ones all the way through the period they could not comprehend fully.